any way you bless me. While having breakfast with my husband, he says something profound. He said, "You put limits on God because you feel less self-worth than when you were employed." And I'll admit that I battle in my mind wondering where the next paycheck will come from, if one comes at all. I feel like I am not being a helpmate to my husband if I am not working. He encourages me and says, "God allows you to get employment for a season. When he sees our finances spiraling out of control, he sends relief through work for you. Then I get laid off again." God has blessed us whether you work or not. He continues to supply our needs. It's my limited thinking that assumes that I will get the things I need and want only if God blesses me with employment. I challenge you to tell God, "Lord, any way you choose to bless me, I'll accept it. Take the limits off. I look for checks in the mail or money to be deposited into my bank account. God may use a homeless person to hand me money, or he may set it up where I get a free meal. I've learned that God never blesses in the exact same way. Once we get a check in the mail, we expect him to come that way every time, and that is not the case. In my prayers and meditation, I tell God, any way you bless me, I'll take it. If a job never comes, he's still God and he has promised to meet all, not some, of my needs. Stand on his word and watch the glory of the Lord prevail.